Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
You love my sister. You won't do this.
Is this some kind of a joke?
What do you mean?
There's nobody in there.
If we want Anne to believe us, a picture's worth a thousand words.
Oh, I see you found the guest bedroom. Shall we take a look at the master?
Got off the phone with your therapist.
She's recommending you spend some time apart.
Are you telling me that I can't see my friends?
Are you Samara? I go to Sheridan Prep. Did your friend tell you?
Yeah, sorry.
They extended your dad's assignment. He wants us to come to Texas.
You mean for a visa?
For a year.
Make sure she gets this.
I know about the letter. You had no right to make that decision for me.
You know what? I barely remember Jason. I didn't know him. He was just Allie's older brother down the hall.
Anyone could have said that, Spence. I mean, it could just be some kook trying to mess with Melissa.
It's not safe. I can't tell you.
I can't tell you what?
Where he is.
Ian is dead.
There's only one way to know for sure.
How do I know this is you?
It's him.
Ian's alive.
Incredibly worse.
I can't believe it.
Ian's dead.
No, zombies don't text. Okay, he is alive somewhere.
Spence, I have to get this phone home before Melissa realizes that it's gone.
Okay, you put it back, and then what do?
Do we call the cops?
Oh, yeah, because it always works out so well for us.
Why is Ian texting Melissa?
And why is Melissa answering him?
Is she?
I mean, we don't know how long this has been going on.
Look, you've got to find out what Ian told Melissa. You're the only one who can find out what he wants
and where he is.
Let's get out of here.
Let's finish this in the morning.
Okay, I'm cold, damp, and scared. We can talk at school.
We can't talk at school. Remember, the four of us are supposed to be having separate time.
Doctor's orders.
So what are we supposed to do? Not talk to each other?
We're in the same classes.
We just have to play it cool.
Jason. You moved back in?
What is all that?
That's all that stuff that those people left on the curb when Allie went missing.
Those tributes.
I said her family kept those things when they moved in. They didn't have the heart to throw them out.
Apparently Jason's moved on.
What's he doing back in that house?
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you say. Better lock it. Taking this one to the grave. If I show you that I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Mom, you don't believe in any of this therapy stuff, so why do I have to put up with it?
Because most of life consists of putting up with something.
Wow, what a positive outlook.
Yeah, that's going to have a terrific impact on my future development.
Could we not talk anymore until we've had coffee?
And why'd you have to turn on the Hannah in Trouble bat signal and call Dad?
I didn't. When daughters show up in news stories about a vanishing corpse, fathers check in.
Well, I can check in, but why does he have to come here?
He's worried about you. He is. I heard it when he called.
Well, last time he came, he sprang a fiancé and a stepdaughter on us. And what would we get this trip?
Well, he sent you that nice plant when you were in the hospital.
It died, remember?
You still have the pot.
You can't take away my phone.
I'm not taking it away. You can use it all you want. Just when you get home from school, you gotta leave it on the dining room table. You wanna call someone? Call from downstairs.
So you know if I'm trying to talk to Aria, Spencer, and Hannah?
You know, it looks like it's a project. You get to experience life the way it was before we had anything other than landlines.
Are we going to start milking our own cows and using kerosene lamps, too?
Look, Emily, I know this is hard, but it's not mean. I think this is a good idea. You better start thinking about packing.
So the real estate people won't know there was anyone living here when they tramped through our house?
Actually, no more tramping. We have a family who wants to lease the place for a year. What do you mean, gone?
I mean, gone. Blank. Zeroed out. Somebody got in here and erased the whole drive.
Who?
The real estate agent's been bringing people in here all the time. I mean, the laptop's been sitting on my desk.
Are you saying that they just walked in and wiped your drive? What am I talking about? Of course they did.
It's gone, Spence. All the videos of Ian are gone.
Yeah, except for the one Ian had when he fell. Look, we're going to talk at school, okay?
How?
We'll figure it out. Hey, got out early this morning. Where'd you go? Oh, wow. Is everything okay? So far. They want me to rest as much as I can. You didn't have to go alone. I would have gone with you. Next time. Any more appointments today?
No, I'm staying home. Are you going to be back before Mom and Dad leave?
That's the plan. You know, I could stay home if you wanted me to. Answer your phone, take messages.
No, I want my phone in case the police call about Ian.
Aria, can I see you for a sec?
Oh. Your last day is Friday.
Day after tomorrow.
Thanks for the warning.
It's not a warning. All of a sudden, I feel like you're picking apart everything I say with a pair of tweezers.
No, I just want to make sure that I'm not misunderstanding anything.
Such as
what I can really expect once you pack up that desk.
I think I've been very clear about that.
Yeah, I know that's what you think. I'm just not so sure.
Well, we're not going to pick this up before the next bell. You need to come by the apartment so we can talk.
I can't sleep.
Tomorrow.
Bombshell, wasn't it? Did you see it coming about him leaving?
Oh, listen. If I bend some arms, we could get him a gift. And I thought you'd pick it out.
Why me?
Well, you know him better.
From the play.
Right.
Sure. I'll pick something up.
Primo. I'll shake people down. I love doing that. There is this one other really small thing I want to talk to you about.
Anything between you and Hannah, you're going to have to work out on your own.
Can't you just say something to her,
Mona? Hannah and I aren't really hanging out right now.
Why? Did something happen?
Did something happen? Don't you read the papers or listen to the news?
No.
Allie's killer.
Oh, right. You lying to the cops.
Oh, we didn't lie to the cops. People think that we did, but we didn't. So now our parents are thinking that we just shouldn't hang out as much.
Oh, that's so unfair.
So I'll get the gift for Mr. Fitz. I can't help you, Hannah.
That's okay. I'll come up with something.
The videos are gone, totally gone. That was our only evidence.
Well, we don't have it anymore.
Has Ian sent Melissa any more messages?
I don't know. She's not leaving her phone sitting around.
What about Jason? Why is he back and what is he doing in the house?
Maybe he's just looking for closure or something.
Okay, new rule. No one can say the word closure. Ever. Dr. Sullivan says it all the time. The rest of my case.
Ken?
What?
I don't think we should sit together.
No, we always sit together.
We have to make it look like we're going along with this.
Looking like we're doing it is the same thing as doing it. It means we're wrong. We're not wrong, we're right.
Are we?
We don't even really know what happened.
How can we be sure if we're even right?
It's even more reason to stick together.
I had to get the papers from the office.
You're coming back to school?
I haven't changed my mind. This is about getting a GED on my own.
Look, I'm the one who looks guilty. Not you. No, you can come back if you want to.
The thing is, I don't want to. You're the one looking forward to class reunions, not me. Besides, I got a job. Check it out. They needed somebody full-time, and I'll be learning from the best. And Sweeney put up half the houses in this town.
How are your parents about this?
My family is the reason why I'm doing it. The sooner I've got some money, the sooner I'm out of there. For good.
Out of Rosewood?
Well, that depends.
On what?
Different things.
Name three.
I can only think of one right now.
I did okay.
Okay enough to win.
Yeah, but I was off my personal time.
So you want to grab something to eat?
I believe that I promised my mom I'd help her pack.
Okay, how about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Something to eat, maybe see a movie. What, you don't like movies?
No, I even like the black and white ones, but I'm moving, Samara. I don't want to start anything that I can't finish.
Okay, well, it is just a movie, so if you don't want a big commitment, we won't get the large popcorn. Or am I misreading things?
No, you're not. Let's see tomorrow.
Excuse me, Emily?
Yes?
Hi. Coach Fulton said I could say hello. My name's Ken Rabin. I'm out here from Danby.
Danby, you?
Yeah. We like to check in with the talent that's getting ready for college and make sure that they're thinking about us.
I don't know a swimmer who isn't thinking about Danby.
Good. Well, I'd like to talk to you about our program, so call me. Maybe we can sit down tomorrow.
Okay.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Somebody just got scouted.
No, he wants to talk.
Yeah, first a little talk, and then scholarship.
You okay?
You shouldn't read that. They don't know anything, but they keep writing.
You want to split one of these?
Yes, I do.
What are these for? What makes you think they're for anybody?
You're moving them from the box to a plate so you can pass them off as homemade. Don't worry. I know how to keep a secret.
They're for Jason De Laurentiis.
Why?
Well, he's back, you know? He's just on the way and I thought I'd be neighborly. They were friends, weren't they? Jason and Ian?
Jason wasn't somebody you could depend on.
Did he answer that? I'm just making conversation.
Don't ask me about the weather or the deficit or gas prices. You want to help? Then don't ask me about Ian.
Do you, like this therapist?
Would it make any difference if I didn't?
What do you think?
I've only talked to her on the phone. Spencer's mother put the whole thing together.
You're okay with that?
I don't think it's doing any harm. And right now I don't have a plan B.
Okay.
Well, I have a plan B. Why don't we just tell everyone to mind their own business?
Let's just play this out and see what happens.
No, these are my friends. Okay, the most important people in my life right now, and they're trying to break us apart. Tell him.
Don't put your mother on the spot like that. Hannah, this is not a good cop, bad cop situation. We'll take it a step at a time, and if we have to make adjustments along the way, then we can do that.
You want us to email you about that?
How about we do it face-to-face? I thought I'd stay around for a couple of days.
Can I go now?
Yes.
It's good to see you again, Hannah. That sound brings back memories.
Were you planning to stay in town before she said that?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Is that going to cause any problems for you with other people?
Nothing I can't handle.
Thanks for picking me up.
I'm going to take my leave from you. I came here to help.
Want a glass of wine?
Unless you want me to make you a martini.
I think wine tonight. Emily, have you been into your dad's side of the garage lately?
The lockers?
No. Because one of them was open, and we're missing some winter gear, the camp stove.
No, I haven't been in there.
Gene Watson said that they had some stuff missing out of their garage as well.
Somebody broke into our garage? Did they get into the house? Was anything else missing?
You know what? Don't worry. I'll call the police. And did you forget something after school?
Back. I thought I'd try to beat the welcome wagon.
Thanks. That's great.
Are your parents coming back?
No. I know it's just going to be me for the time being. I heard what happened. Are you okay?
I'm working on it. So you know what's been going on?
Just what I get from the news. Cops in this town don't really talk to me. I'm the brother of a murder victim. But mostly they see me as a big pain in the ass. I ask too many questions.
Is that why you're back? The questions. Maybe I can help.
Okay. The bell tower.
What about it?
I heard that you told the police that Ian confessed to killing Al. Is that what happened?
That's being referred to as my version of events. The police think Ian ran away, not because of your sister.
Did he confess?
Yeah, I think he did.
You think he did?
Well, he wanted people to believe that I killed her.
And how did you do it, according to Ian?
I pushed her. She fell, and it was an accident. Jason, I'm sorry. I know that you and Ian were once close.
Did he say he killed her?
That's what he meant.
That's what he meant. That's what you think. Did Ian say, I killed Allison?
Not those words.
Not those words?
No.
Getting late, and I've got a lot to do inside.
Can I help?
You already have. Good night.
Good night.
Al! Al! Hey! Damon, Al! Come here! Come here! Hey! Stop messing with my stuff, all right? You and the Powerpuff Girls, just stay out of my room.
What are you afraid I'd find in there?
Look, just stop messing with people.
No challenge with you and your little stoner buddies. All you need is something shiny on a piece of string. Watch him, ladies. He's got trouble with doorknobs.
What's wrong with Jason?
He just thinks I stole one of his Japanese cartoon porn books.
Did you?
Of course I did.
Aren't you afraid he's going to rip apart your room?
Wouldn't do him any good. I have hiding places all over the house. In the yard, too. When I hide something, it stays hid. Until I want it found. That's why your secrets are also safe with me.
Student Danby would love to have. You also fit the profile for scholarship help.
So you think I could get a scholarship?
I think you're in good shape. But your coach said that you were leaving the district. That worries me. I mean, Rosewood's rated so high, anywhere else you go is going to be a step down. That could be a problem. Do you know when you're moving?
That's not definite.
Oh, the coach said that...
There's some talk about it, but I'm going to finish school here.
Glad to hear it. Continuity is important for you right now.
I know. Your first day.
The owner of the house saw me on the crew and told Mr. Sweeney they'd canceled the job if he didn't get rid of me.
Why?
They've got a daughter. They don't want me in the house, so Mr. Sweeney paid me off for the week.
He cannot do that.
Forget it, Spencer. It's just how this town works.
Get in.
Tell you what, let's talk later.
This was your idea.
I know, and I promised I would be there, but this is the head of the department.
You knew that you had to talk to him when you asked me to come over.
Yes, but I didn't know, man. We spoke in paragraphs. I'll get out of here. I will be there. We will talk. 1 second, sir. Wait for me. Please. Are you?
Okay. I'll wait.
Be there soon.
Mr. Raven said I was the kind of student they want. I mean, he just about promised me a full scholarship. But he said he couldn't do it if I moved, if I ended up at another school in a different program. If I stay here and graduate from Rosewood, I can have everything I want at Danby. But if we move, it's all going to fall apart.
This is a lot to think about, Emily.
But you are thinking about it.
Well, we got to talk to your dad, but I think he'd agree. This would be a reason to stay. But this family's not doing anything based on one conversation with one scout, okay? We can't just do this on promises. We need some kind of a commitment from the university.
No problem. I'll talk to Mr. Raven. How did it go with Ezra?
Oh, he's not here yet. He's at Hollis, stuck in a meeting.
How long have you been waiting?
Over an hour. But that's why I was calling, Spence. How long should I wait?
Why are you asking me?
Because you've got this great internal clock. You always know exactly how long to wait for a boy to call you, when to ask your parents for something, how quickly you should make up with somebody. You are the master of time.
Can I call you back later?
Sure.
Sorry. Bye. Hey.
Can you get out?
Let me just get my car.
Now you do it on your own, but you find you're all alone. What can you do? You and me are gone. You can't go back now.
Something wrong with your phone?
No.
Yeah, what's the hell with that? Look, I know it's tough not seeing your friends, but it's a good idea under the circumstances.
Do you notice how I never see you except when I'm in trouble? Do you think that's significant? You should bring it up in therapy.
I'm sorry it seems that way.
No, don't apologize, cousin. Doesn't mean anything, so don't.
It does mean something.
Maybe to you, but not to me.
Why not?
When you and Mom broke up, you told me that even though you were getting a divorce, it didn't mean I wasn't always going to be your daughter. Now, you're getting a whole new family. You lied to me. So I don't trust you.
Nobody ever made a mistake on purpose, Anna. You always think you're doing what's best. At least that's what you tell yourself after the fact. The thing I can't explain, the thing I can't forgive, is talking myself into leaving you behind. It's amazing how much damage can be done when you have nothing but good intentions.
How am I supposed to feel? He's back in my Achilles heel. Everything that's wrong, I feel like I wait another 100 years. A whisper set against the tears. I'm never gonna be that shiny. I find it hard to be down in this hole.
Is a letter. Just something in writing and I won't have to move. I can finish at Rosewood.
And you think you can get that from the scout?
Absolutely.
That's great.
Beyond great. I feel like I can breathe again.
What is it? You went somewhere just now. What was it?
Nothing. I'm fine.
Did you come here with someone?
Maya.
Do you want to go someplace else?
No. No, I'm fine, really. If you're okay.
I don't know. Ghosts of first girlfriends make tough competition.
What sort of competition would I be looking at? I mean, for the sake of argument.
Well, I don't kiss and tell. But I had a Maya. Everybody has a Maya. If they're lucky.
Who was she?
Her name was Marion Gennari. Sophomore English, one row over, two seats down. She always wore her hair up, and I kept looking at the back of her neck.
What happened?
We had a study date one night, and she let her hair down.
Noel Kahn lurking around here somewhere.
By my lonesome.
So are you going out with Noel, or was that just a one-off?
He's a major get. Now he even has some bad boy cred.
Well, you know, there's bad and then there's bad. I'll just be careful around him.
So you want me to be careful? Like, it would make a difference to you?
I guess I understand why you did what you did. You must have thought you were doing me a favor.
Really, truly, I did.
Should we just forget about it?
Okay. So, does this mean that you, like, forgive me?
Yeah. I forgive you.
Well, no one's ever forgiven me before. It feels all, I don't know, spiritual or something. Sit with me. So, have you, like, talked to Caleb?
Okay, you don't ask me about Caleb, and I won't ask you about Noel.
Okay.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm telling you now.
You should have told me the minute you found out he was texting her.
Why? What could you have done?
I'd have done something.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, well, welcome to my world.
It's not so bad from up here. It just looks like a town.
That's all it is.
More than that. It's like one of those collective mind creatures in the movies. One with a really long memory.
It's not a monster.
It's got monsters in it. You know that. So do I.
I'll do what you want me to.
You want me to tell the police that Ian's been texting Melissa?
Remind me, when was the last time the cops did either of us any good?
So?
Everything looks all right upstairs.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. Dignity broke the fall. Aria. Hey. Are you sure that you're okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
The fact that A can just break into our houses. Sometimes I think that's the worst part of this.
Emily said that somebody broke into their garage, stole some camping gear. And her mom said that there's been a whole bunch of break-ins around town.
What would A want with camping gear?
You tell me.
What if it's not A?
Who else would it be?
Somebody who knew what was on Emily's computer? Somebody who needs camping gear and survival stuff? Somebody who's on the run?
Ian?
We thought that A wiped Emily's hard drive because that's the kind of thing that A would do, but Ian is the only other person who would want those videos destroyed.
Do you think that that was Ian upstairs?
I don't know. Melissa got in the barn. What would he want in the house?
You?
My mom's really excited. She just
want the letter to show my dad.
A letter?
You know, explaining the whole offer.
Emily, I'd be happy to talk to your mom and dad, but we were discussing what could happen. I can't offer you anything in writing.
You said if I kept up my grades and times and graduated Rosewood, I could get into Danby on a scholarship.
You're a very strong contender.
I need more than that for my parents. I need some sort of commitment.
I can write down something saying that we're interested in you, but I can't make promises.
So all I can get is a maybe letter?
That's what I can do now.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Wasn't expecting this. To be honest, most of what's happened to me here, I didn't expect. I didn't expect to connect with you the way that I have. I never expected to feel this kind of loss over leaving you. Stopping, this gets too maudlin. But I'm not going to forget you. I'll remember your voices, your questions, your faces. I cherish the time that I've spent here, and I'm more grateful than I even know how to say. There's a quote by Joseph Campbell. He goes, "You must give up the life you had planned in order to have the life that is waiting for you." I thought I knew what that meant. I didn't. Till I met you. Well, there it is. Oh, always read. Have a good life. Good luck.
You get outside today?
Not in this weather. I never left the house.
Being out?
Well, she didn't go far. I checked the driveway and it was dry under her car, so it hadn't been moved all day.
Who would she want to show this to?
And I can only think of one person who would care. Ian. If she didn't take the car, that means it must be close.
Hannah's right. This is the worst time for us to be splitting up. We have got to stay together.
Yeah, no matter how much lying it takes.
What is that? Jason?
Oh. It's you.
Yeah. Only us.
What are you doing?
I've been replanting all day and I'm putting up a fence.
Fence? Why? For what?
Privacy. Security. There's a lot of curious creeps in the world, and one way or another, people are going to mind their own business. You girls better go home.
Out that fence.
Keep out or keep in?